Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
FEMA, in coordination with the Federal Communications Commission, will conduct a nationwide test of the emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts on October 4th, one testing WEA capabilities and the other testing EAS capabilities. Both tests are set to begin at approximately 2:20 p.m. FEMA senior official Antoine Johnson responded to a concern about individuals being worried that they could not use their phone during this time.
That does not mean that cell phones will broadcast the message continuously for 30 minutes. It just means that the message will be active and the system for 30 minutes.
The WEA portion of the test will be directed to consumer cell phones. According to Johnson, the cell phone will be accompanied by a unique tone and vibration, along with a message saying that this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System,
which will be accompanied by a unique tone and vibration, and read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. Cell phones should receive the message only once. The message will display on cell phones regardless of whether consumers have opted out of receiving other WEA test messages."
The purpose of the test is to ensure that the systems continue to be effective when it comes to warning the public about emergencies, particularly those on the national level.
Connections Homeschool, the Kenai Peninsula School District's homeschooling program, has been reconfigured to include pre-K students. During the KPBSD Board of Education meeting on October 2nd, the board approved the reconfiguration of Connections Homeschool from a K-12 educational program to pre-K-12. According to the background information on the action provided by the Board of Education, the reconfiguration was brought forward so Connections can offer appropriate instructional materials for our Connections pre-K students. In addition to the provision of instructional material, the reconfiguration will enable the KPBSD and the homeschool program to help support early learning for its pre-K students. District 4 Board of Education member Penny Vodla spoke on the action on Monday night and afterwards shared the importance of early education development.
I've always felt that we should do that pre-K, and we should support it and we should try to finance it. And if we do that, then we get the children early and we can help them read.
Vodla also expanded on how the Connections reconfiguration will broaden the impact the homeschool program has on its growing student base.
If we can support that and we can promote that, and we can get that availability for the students at that age in something like Connections as well, then we're going to reach out to many, many more students.
The reconfiguration of the homeschool program Connections passed by a unanimous vote. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is hoping to minimize the amount of traffic that is being produced for people traveling on the Sterling Highway between Saldana and Sterling, also while trying to improve public safety. According to Julia Hampson, the project manager for the Sterling Safety Corridor Project, the department is hoping to start work relatively soon.
My plan is to have our design builder team under contract by the end of this year. So then next year, things are going to pick up.
The proposed project would include turn lanes, intersection realignments, four-lane divided highways with a depressed median, median brakes every half mile, and a continuous highway lighting.
The permanent measure is that we need four lanes, not two, so that people can pass while others are turning into driveways, or, you know, if you're just passing a slow vehicle. And we need to restrict, in some parts of the road, we need to put on restrictions on left turns.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the top stories from Wednesday.